The car didn't stall. It just stopped. No hum, no vibration, just dead air. And then the light came. It wasn't white. It was a color I don't have a name for. I remember looking at my watch at 10:15, and when I finally looked again, it was 4 in the morning. I was 60 miles from the road, standing in a field of flattened corn, and the back of my neck felt like it was on fire. But here's the thing. My daughter doesn't have an imaginary friend. She has a tall man who stands in the corner of her closet. I laughed it off until last night when I walked past her room and heard a second voice. A man's voice. It was reciting the rosary in a language I didn't recognize. I opened the door and the air was so cold, I could see my breath. But the closet was empty. And then the door behind me clicked shut. Look, you hear a lot of things in the Cascades, but you don't hear silence. Not until that afternoon. The birds, the bugs, everything just went mute. Then came the smell, like a wet dog and rotting meat. I saw a hand reach around a cedar tree 6 feet off the ground, and it wasn't a bear's paw. It was a hand. Massive, leathery, and covered in matted hair. I didn't wait for the rest of him to step out. I just ran. Well, hell's fire, I don't really know. I was walking into the grocery store on Main Street, same as I've done 1,000 times. I stepped through the automatic doors and suddenly, I was standing in the middle of a dirt road. There were no cars, no paved street. Just the sound of a blacksmith's hammer and the smell of wood smoke. I blinked once and I was back in the produce aisle holding a bag of apples. My receipt said 2026, but the dirt on my boots, it was real.